Yes, sir.
Okay.
Has joined.
Good evening.
Please join us in saying the Anabakoa. Anabakoa. Gedulat Gemincha. Alephet Gimel Yutat Sadi. Tabel Rinat Lamcha Sagbenu Aharenu Nora Kufre Shayan Sintet Nun Nagibor Dorshe Yehudcha Kevavat Shamrem Nun Gimel Dalet Yud Kaf Shin Barchem Tacharem Rachame Sidkatcha Tamid Gamrem Edresh Tzadik
Has joined.
Hasim Kadosh Berov Tuvcha Nael Adatach Et Kufbet Tet Nunayan Yachid Gea Lamcha Pene Zopre Kedushata Yud Gimel Lamed Bezayan Kuf Shavatenu Kabel Ushmatia Katenu Yodea Talubo Shin Kufav Tzadiyuta. We brought the energy of creation into our space. We will now separate between the right column energy and the left column energy, utilizing the 13 attributes of mercy. Adonai Yohei Wahei, Adonai Yohei Wahei, El Rachum V'chanun, Erech Apayim, V'rav Chesed V'emet, Notze Chesed La'alafim, Notze Awa Awon Wafesha, V'hata'a V'nake. We will now connect to the energy of certainty. utilizing a verse from the Sulam commentary on the Zohar. The verse comes from Parashat Yitro. It's known as Pasuk 29. We will start with the Lashem Yehud. Lashem Yehud kuchabrichu ishkinte bidchilu urchimu udchilu udchilu urchimu. Le'afta Lashem yod hei bavavhe. Ve'yichuda shalim b'shem kol Yisrael. Limud Torah mitzvah. La'asok Torah mitzvah. Vayhino amadunai aluhinu aleinu ma'asei yadeinu kodanei aleinu ma'asei yadeinu kodaneihu. Rabbi Abba Amar, Bekama Atar, Tanenam Dekucha, Urihu, Koma Diavet Leila, Witata Kola, Ihu Kishot, Weovada Dikshot, Ulait Lach Mila Bialma. Divai Barnash Lidah Yalea Mine Yaulan Haga Beya Kalana Tahakulu Ovada Dik Shot Inun Wikola It's the Rish Bi Alma. The energy of the year 5774 is peace in the Middle East. We study one
has joined
in the Tanakh that connects to this energy. The verse we study is 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10. Wishamti makom lami Yisrael untati vushatan ta'ta willo yirgaz. Od willo yosifu. Vene avla la'anoto ta'asher barishona. The energy of our current year, 5781, is redemption. The timing of the redemption depends on whether the children of Israel are prepared. One of the ways we become prepared is by studying a verse from the Tanakh that connects to the energy of redemption. Tonight we're studying Isaiah chapter 66, verse 21. Wagam mehem eka lakohanim laliviyim amar Adonai yo hewahe adanu yo. Yo, we will now connect to the 72 names of God, utilizing a tool of saying each letter with its root vowel out loud in sequence. Wahe wa yo la yo sa yo te ala me me he shi la la he. Aka aka heta eza yo alada la awa he heya yoza la me be he he re yo he kome la awa kala yo la wawa pe he la nu la ha yo 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 me la he he se wa. Nuta he he a yo re ta shi a he re yo yo a wa me la ka be wa shi re yo he wa la he he ka wa ko me nu da a nu yo he a me re he a yo yo he za he 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 me yo ha wa wa la yo la he. La re yo ashila me yo he wa he wa danu yo he he shi a me me nu nu a nu yo ta me be he pe wa yo nu me me yo yo la he re he me ta re wa me be yo he he a nu wa me he yo ta me be. Amen. We'll now connect to the 72 names revealed by the Tzaddikim. Wah, 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 yo, 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 sa, be, te, ame, me, be, shi, la, yo, hey, anu, ah, kame, ta, hey, hey, yo, anu, da, la, hey, wah, hey, me, ah, yo, ta, la, me, re, hey, hey, yo, yo, hey, me, me, la, wah, wah, kame, yo, la, yo, wah, pe, nu, la, Nu me ha yo he yo, me nu he 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 wa, nu yo he he shi a yo re ta shi a he, re la yo a wa me, la yo be wa he re, yo yo lam la he he ta a ko me nu da, a nu yo he wa he wa me re he a yo he za. Hey, she, hey, me, ha, ha, wa, wa, la, yo, yo, hey. Sa, a, la, re, yo, a, la, me, ta, hey. Wa, hey, wa, da, la, yo, hey, yo, she, a, la, me. Nu, hey, a, nu, wa, ta, me, la, hey, hey, a, yo. Nu, ko, me, yo, re, la, hey, me, ta, re. Wa he be yo a he a la wa me za yo. Ta he be me ka ko a la wa a he he wa. Re la he yo yo me he la yo me he me. The Tzaddikim who left this day. The 13th day of Shabbat, Rabbi Mordechai ben Noah of Lechowitz, Rabbi Yaakov Shimon of Zaslow, Rabbi Baruch Sorotskin, and we will say the Shema Yisrael, please join me in saying the Shema by covering your eyes and leaning slightly to the left. Shema Yisrael, Adonai, Eloheinu, Adonai, Echad. V'ahavta et Adonai Yohei Wahei Adanu Yo-Yo Ahida Wanu Heyo Elohecha V'kol Levavcha U'v'chol Nafshecha U'v'chol Meodecha V'hayulet Hadvarim Ha'ele Asher Anochi Mitzavcha Hayom Alivavecha Vishinantam Levanecha Vidibarta Bam Bashiftecha Bavetecha Vlechtecha Vaderech Uvshachbecha Uvkumecha Ukshartam Liod Al Yad Chayim Yadecha v'chayu letotafot b'ein einecham Einecha uktavtam al mezuzot b'itecha uvisharecha. Ani Abridge Kaddish Itkadal, itkadash, shemei rabah. And we all say, Amen. Be'al ma'divra kirute v'yam lich malchute b'chayecho nuv'yomecho nuv'chaye. Tikol beit Yisrael ba'agala u'bizman kariv. Itparach v'ishtabach v'itpa'ar v'itromam v'itnase v'itadar v'itale v'italau shemei dekucha. Be'ela min kol birkata v'shirata tushbechata v'nechemata la'amiran bi'alma v'heishlama rabba min shamaya v'chaim aleinu v'al kol Yisrael v'imru amen. Oseh shalom b'imromav. Shalom aleinu, we all call Yisrael, v'imru amen. Our class tonight is an essay by the Ari. You'll find the handout on the Revealed Wisdom Matrix in row 14, the second column from the left. When the landing page opens up, scroll down to the Parasha Beshalach. And within that section, the item that we will read tonight is the snake at the sea's end. We will start with the L'shem Yichud. L'shem Yichud kutshabritu ishkinte bitkilu urchimu utkilu utkilu urchimu. L'yakta l'shem yudhe bovavhe. V'yichuda shalim b'shem kol Yisrael. Limud Torah mitzvah. Lasok Torah mitzvah. Vaihino Amadunai Eloheinu Aleinu Maasei Yadeinu Kanenei Aleinu Maasei Yadeinu Kanenehu. The Kabbalah teaches that Pharaoh represents a misplacement of divine consciousness. When the Egyptians realized that they were being attacked by supernatural forces at the Yam Suf, they said, I must flee from the presence of Israel, for Hashem is fighting for them against Egypt. As you know, Pharaoh derives sustenance entirely from immature divine consciousness, also known as Mochin de Katnut, the small brains, which is alluded to by the word end. And I am adding, the code word end refers to Malchut, which is considered immature since it has no light of its own. Paro, it personifies the primordial snake. The words usually translated as Red Sea, in Hebrew, the Yam Suf, really means the Reed Sea, and can also be read as if they were vocalized Yam Sof, meaning the Sea of the End. The End is the final Sephirah, Malchut, which descends into the lower worlds, the lower levels of divine consciousness. Relative to its native environment, these lower levels of consciousness are immature or constricted. This is the significance of the fact that the snake puts the tail in its mouth. Paro personifies the primordial snake. A person's mouth should properly utter words of divine wisdom, But when the tail, the lowest level of the body, is placed in the mouth is misused to utter words of immaturity, constricted consciousness, awareness of divinity only as it is expressed in creation and in nature. This elevation of material consciousness to the status properly reserved for truly divine consciousness, the awareness of God as outside and unbound by the laws and limitations of nature, this is the essence of the primordial snake. Those who give their bodies preeminence over their soul see only the outer shell of their fellow man. In the Zohar, the imagery of the snake putting its tail in its mouth is used to illustrate the sin of the evil tongue, the slander, a gross misuse of the power of speech. People commit this sin when their material consciousness gets the better of them, as is explained in the Tanya. Those who give their bodies preeminence over their souls sees only the outer shell of their fellow man, which differentiates between people and are obvious, oblivious to the inner soul. They thus fall into the sin of hatred, which leads to slander. This being the case, Paro was both a head and a tail. In the idiom of the verse, God will cut off from Israel both the head and the tail on one day. Paro here signifying the evil inclination in general, acts as the tail, the lowest consciousness of the children of Israel. And as the head, the tail is elevated to the usurping of the role of the head, proper divine consciousness. This also alludes to the primordial snake. Originally, he was the tail, and Adam was the head. But because of the primordial sin, this was inverted, and the snake became the head and Adam the tail. Sin consists of reversing the hierarchy between divine and material consciousness. Adam here personifies the good inclination, or the divine consciousness. Sin consists of reversing the hierarchy between divine and material consciousness. This is the mystical meaning of the verse, he will hit you on the head and you will bite him in the heel. Man hits the snake on the head because the snake has usurped man's role as the leader. The snake bites the heel because by sinning, man has become the heel, the tail, instead of the head. For the same reason, the snake gives preeminence to the tail, carrying it above his head and licking the dirt. He puts his head in the dirt because of his tail. He thus embodies the upside-down order that is caused by sin. Paro is the image of the snake. He was the great serpent. Ezekiel prophesied against Paro. Thus said Hashem, "Behold, I am against you, Paro, king of Egypt, the great serpent that crouches inside its rivers, who has said, 'My river is mine, and I have made myself.'" The river of Egypt, the Nile, was also the god the Egyptians worshipped. The Nile provided Egypt with water to irrigate its crops by overflowing regularly. It thus represented the immutable laws of nature, whereas the irregularity of rain encourages reliance upon Hashem. Thus, Paro became synonymous with his river, his God, his philosophy of denying God's active involvement in life. Therefore, Hashem was angry with Paro, and he exacted retribution from him. from the Nile River, changing it to blood, using the very letters of the name Hashem that he denied. At the sea, the entire name Hashem was mobilized against the consciousness of Pharaoh. When Moses first approached Pharaoh, he told him to release the children of Israel from slavery, saying, "Thus says Hashem, the God of Israel, send out my people that they may celebrate for me in the desert." But Pharaoh replied, "Who is God? Who is Havaya? Who is Hashem that I should listen to him and send out Israel? I have not known Hashem, and I will not send out Israel." Pharaoh was acquainted with Elohim, the God as nature, but not with Hashem, the God above nature. With the yud of his name, whose numerical value is 10, he struck him with 10 plagues. He began with that which made him into the head, the Nile, and changed it to blood. Corresponding to the first hey of the name Hashem, whose numerical value is 5, he said, "Behold, the hand of Hashem is upon your cattle," the hand comprising 5 fingers. And pestilence was the 5th plague. Regarding the hand, Rabbi Yossi the Galilean said, "With how many plagues were the Egyptians struck by Hashem's finger?" 10 plagues. Thus you must conclude that in Egypt they were struck by 10 plagues. This is because the finger forms one yud, representing the 10 plagues. And at the sea they were struck with 50 plagues, corresponding to the first day of the name Hashem. When the Egyptian sorcerers could not reproduce the plague of lice, they declared this is the finger of Elohim. As the Aryeh Zal states in the present passage, this characterized the Egyptians' awareness of God throughout the 10 plagues. Thus, the overall effect of the 10 plagues is considered that of the finger of Hashem. Even though the expression, "Behold, the hand of Hashem is upon your cattle," was said with regard to the plague of pestilence, one of the 10 plagues, the Aryeh Zal here is interpreting it as a portent of the blow the Egyptians were to suffer at the sea. In this he is basing himself upon the above-quoted passage of the Haggadah, in which it is pointed out that the idiom, "the hand of God," is used also to describe the scene at the sea. Israel saw the great hand that God laid against Egypt. Since the finger of God alludes to the 10 plagues, and the hand possesses 5 fingers, the effect of the hand of Hashem was the equivalent of the 50 plagues. Corresponding to the vav of the name of Hashem is the staff of God that Moses used to begin the plagues and split the sea. The vav is beneath the first hay, which is divided into a beginning, a middle, and an end. 3 vavs. The vertical line form of the vav signifies the downward channeling and the flow of the mental content of the hay into the emotion. The hay is composed of the 3 lines, a top horizontal line and right and left vertical lines. These 3 lines can be visualized as 3 vavs. The 3 vavs of the hay also form an allusion to the 3 consecutive verses that begin with the vav. "And it traveled, and it went, and he extended." These are chapter 14, verses 19, 20, and 21. Each of these verses possess 72 letters, and each begins with a vav. And these 3 verses were used by Moses when he split the sea. The sea friend, which is the latter hey of the name Havaya. We have seen previously that these three verses form the 72 three-letter divine names. So our comments on Parashat Netzavim and the second installment of Parashat Beshalah, inasmuch as the Vav produces another Vav when spelled out as Vav Vav, it alludes to the 12 paths that appear in the sea when Moses split it. The numerical value of Vav is 6, so twice Vav is 12. We are taught that a dry pathway through the sea appeared for each of the 12 tribes. What struck this Vav in order to transform it into three Vavs, the power of the Yud of the name Hashem above the Vav, the intensity of the inside experience of Chokmah is what serves to produce an emotional response to the intellectual abstraction of Bina, transforming its three inherent Vavs into an actual Vav of emotion. Thus, at the sea, the entire name Hashem was mobilized against the consciousness of Paro. Hashem was fighting the Egyptians with his name, Hashem. This is the meaning of the fact that Paro's constricted consciousness was only that of the name Elohim, while of the name Hashem, which signifies expanded and mature consciousness, he knew nothing. As it is written, I have not known Hashem. The Egyptian reasoned that the plagues were nothing more than the finger of Elohim, and therefore were not worried, because they felt that their existence was not threatened. Now, however, at the sea, they saw that events were being conducted by the name Hashem. So therefore, Paro said, I must flee from the presence of Israel, for Hashem is fighting for them against Egypt. Hashem was fighting the Egyptians with his name, Havaya. And this is why the name Hashem is used here and not the name Elohim. That's the end of the essay. Does anyone have any questions? The next section is titled The Song from the Womb, and it's the writings of Rabbi Cook. The psalmist describes the outburst of joy and thanksgiving when Hashem delivered Israel out of Egypt and led them across the wilderness. The Machelot Barku Elohim Adonai Mimkor Yisrael. In full assemblies, blessing the God, Hashem from the source of Israel. It's a verse from Psalm 68. What does this phrase, from the source, the Makor of Israel, mean? The Talmud offers a curious interpretation. Rabbi Meir explained that even the fetuses in their mother's wombs sang Hashem's praises at the Yom Suf. What is the significance of this puzzling statement? Did the Jewish fetuses really sing? There are several factors that deepen our feelings of love and awe of Hashem. Certainly, Torah study and the performance of mitzvot play their part. A good education cultivates the soul's loftier sensibilities and emotions. But beyond these didactic efforts, the soul has an innate source of holiness. This natural holiness does not need any specific actions or external influences for the soul to be uplifted in song and joy, in Hashem's kindness. It is enough to appreciate the simple fact that we come from the source of Israel and that we belong to this remarkable nation that Hashem watches over and protects. When did the Jewish people first experience the privilege of God's favor as a nation? At the Red Sea, at the Yam Suf. Based on their deeds, the children of Israel, the people at the time, was no better than other nations. They had not yet received the Torah. The Midrash says that the angels were unable to distinguish between the Israelites and their Egyptian persecutors. These are idolaters and these are idolaters, the angels said. Nonetheless, the Israelites merited seeing Hashem's great hand deliver them. Physically, they were rescued from their enemies. And spiritually, their souls were uplifted to sing songs of praise and thanksgiving. As soon as babies were born, they are influenced by what they see and experience. But a fetus in its mother's womb has never experienced any form of education, formal or otherwise. A fetus only has awareness of its immediate surroundings. Its origin. I am adding, with all due respect to Rav Kook, in my opinion, this awareness of its source comes from the Torah that is taught to the fetus while in the womb. A fetus is taught in the womb all of the Torah it will potentially learn and reveal during this coming lifetime. And this is taught by the Midrash. The Jews who witnessed the miraculous deliverance of the sea gained this fetal awareness of the source of their souls. Struck with the true significance of this unique gift, they broke out in jubilant song and thanksgiving. In full assemblies, bless God. Individuals can deepen their feelings of love for Hashem via external efforts, but the potential for this love exists equally in all. Scholars and simple folk together in full assemblies sang their feelings of gratitude and love. They were elated by this sudden awareness of the great privilege that their souls were rooted in the source of Israel. That's the completion of today's class. Does anybody have any questions or comments or thoughts? I bid you all Shalom Gadol. Have a beautiful evening. Shavua Tov. And we will have four classes tomorrow. A morning class at 7 a.m. A class at 11 a.m. That will be the study of the book of Joshua. At 4:30, a deep Zohar class. And at 7 p.m., the Tikkuni Zohar. Or maybe we'll study a little more about Tu Bishvat. Shalom Gadol.
Shalom. Shalom.
Shalom.
Shalom. Thank you.
Thank you all.
Thank you. Okay. Good night.
Good night.